So another thing that I like to address each week, because my little tagline is how to be happy and love yourself. And Dr. Hawkins and all of my teachings are based on Dr. David R. Hawkins' books. And today we're going to take a look at Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender. This is one of the books we're going to take a look at. And I'm also referring to his book of slides because he's got some great info in here. But every week, I want to touch on one of his 101 ways to happiness. And we're on number 7 this week on the 101 ways to happiness. And this week's one is joie de vivre is independent of events. So if you have what's called joie de vivre, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You're going to be happy. And let me just read this little passage because it's hard to describe joie de vivre. But it's a certain attitude, a style of happiness in which if you lost all your money today and someone asks, why are you happy? You respond, I'm happy because I lost all my money today. So it doesn't matter the circumstances going on in your life because you're operating from a level of consciousness and understanding that you're happy and this is a temporary condition. It could change tomorrow. And when you're operating from a level of happiness, the circumstances will change fairly quickly because you're operating from a very powerful knowingness. So joie de vivre is the realization that happiness is a superior style. I love that, a superior style. And it's part of a decision to have a certain attitude towards life, an existential position of being happy and grateful and enjoying in whatever expression your life is expressing right now. I'm going to repeat that one because I like it. So, joie de vivre is the realization that happiness is a superior style. Joie de vivre is part of a decision to have a certain attitude towards life, an existential position of being happy and grateful and in enjoying in whatever expression your life is expressing right now. This is like the power of now talking to us as well. Being present with whatever is. And it's kind of like the Rumi poem, The Guest House. And when you're operating from a higher level of consciousness, you understand that you don't know the greater context of your life. All that is, everything that exists that brought you to this moment. And the guest house, the Rumi poem of the guest house, is accepting whoever shows up and being grateful and understanding that there's a silver lining to anything. And when you have the position of being happy, something terrible could show up, but you pass through it quickly because of that attitude and the power present in happiness and being grateful. So just so you know, that's our 101 happiness tips from Dr. Hawkins' book of slides. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.